Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Okay, so listen, we got this major breakthrough. I was just sharing this Sunday, you know, about something that the Lord laid on my heart.
At the Dream Center, right?
At the Dream Center, and it was just, you know, it was free. It wasn't the thing. And it's such a profound thing, and this is, you know, how we're actually made up. And I just wanted to share it with you. I think it's going to bless you. And as a matter of fact, let's just go there now. Check it out.
How many people know that God has designed you? Do you know that God has designed you? He didn't design you. He designed you, right? And he's designed you in a way that outside of you relating to him, you operate in the natural sense. You know, it's amazing. You know, children know that as infants that they need to be fed. They didn't go to school and say you need nourishment, right? But if you ever had babies, they go, feed me now. I don't care if it's 3 o'clock in the morning, right? Don't you care about me? No, feed me now and change me after. And so we can grow up and be older folks that operate with that same infant mentality, right? We can still operate in the physical mentality. But what happens when we find God, we actually surrender to his leadership, the Spirit's leadership in our life, and Jesus is the Lord of our life. But you still have your natural sense, your body, your appetite, your natural appetites. Right, Isaiah? Isn't that true? Natural appetites. So God's designed your brain. If you take your hand and you put it, you might not have ever done this, but if you turn the oven on, whether it's gas, electrical, or somehow something lights up on the thing, and you put your hand on it, and it's on high, you can see the red stuff, right? How long do you leave your hand there? What if you're really spiritual? How long do you leave your hand there? Right? What if you're 2 years old? How long do you leave your hand there? Longer than you would think, right? Like, what? Ah! Pulled it off, right? So that's a natural thing in our brain. This is not what I'm talking about today. This is what I'm talking about because God told me to talk about this before we talk about anything. So that's just natural. So if you live your life staying away from things that hurt you, you're just being what? You're being a baby, right? You're being all whiny and stuff. You're just operating out of your natural senses, right? You're trying to stay away from pains and hurts and all that kind of stuff. That's what children do. But grown-ups go to war to fight for peace. Grown-ups go to work to bring, you know, they do that wonderful thing called work, right? Let me clock in. Ding. Yeah, scan and fingerprint. And go in. So your brain is designed. This is going to bless you. Your brain is designed to tell you, keep your hand off the fire. If not, we would all be scorched, right? We would all be burnt. It doesn't tell you not to go out in the sun when you're young and lay in the sun. Yeah, melanoma. Anyway, so but that's how God's designed you to do that. So that's not a spiritual thing. A spiritual thing is to challenge your natural responses to pain. To challenge your natural responses. So the very first narrative that your brain's going to say to you when somebody pulls out in front of you in traffic and you have to slam on brakes is they were trying to do you in. And your brain will begin to articulate an argument to justify why they were so evil and why they were so bad. That is an infantile argument that you're having that they weren't involved in. We don't know anything about them. But you could be mad at them all day long because you believe the narrative you told yourself, right? But you're designed that way. Don't freak out. Challenge the first narrative you hear. Challenge the first thing you hear, because the first thing you're going to hear in your mind is what a child hears to protect themselves. Challenge it. If there's two of you, you probably heard two separate narratives, and y'all both need to dump the first narrative and begin to ask God, God, what's going on? Does that make sense? So many people right now are living, their families have lived for years like infants, believing everything their brain tells them about their responses in the natural. And so when you talk to them individually, every one of them says, well, she hates me and he hates me and they tried to do me in and this is going on. It's like, have you talked to them? No, but I know the way they put on bricks in front of me. That had to be from the evil one. And so everybody say, challenge the first narrative. People say, I got a spirit of discernment. I said, no, you got a spirit of judgment, and it's going to take you down. So the first thing you hear, you're not being spiritual if you take the first thing you hear. That's not normally the Lord speaking to you unless you have a spirit of discernment. You're moving in that, especially if it's pain. If it's pain, challenge everything that you, every first narrative. If somebody got your space, got your job, you know, did you in, said no to you, whatever it is, that first narrative, challenge that narrative. Because it's not the narrative you need to go with. True, something happened. Don't say nothing that happened. But challenge that first narrative. There's people that live 50 years off a narrative, a childish narrative that they had 50 years ago. Does that make sense? And they do their whole life based off of that. And they tell their children to grow up. And their kids are going, how about you doing it? It'd be kind of nice, you know, narrative, listen to the person you. And so what do we challenge? Jesus said, challenge the narrative. What do you do if somebody comes up and just pokes you in the chest and goes, you? What do you do? Well, somebody says, swing back. I'm not going to tell you who Dorothy is. But she said, swing back. That's our first response, right? Look at the children, right? It was amazing how when Amber had a toy when she was little and Brianna took it from her and clobbered her over the head. I mean, it was just a natural response. You know, what happened? It was amazing. I'm like, y'all were so sweet about it. She's got my toy. They're like this tall, you know. Of course, it was on Barksdale Street. But anyway, so that's what kids do. You got to watch kids because they'll bite each other. They'll crawl in their cribs and take bottles from babies. Anyway, so how do we challenge it? We don't challenge it because we went to the universities and learned something. Dear Lord, don't challenge it based off what we heard in the universities. But challenge it based on the Word of God. So you have an experience. If somebody did something rough to you, I got to go spend time with God. What does God say about this thing that happened to me, right? Because I'm having a very quick response, and I'm not going to challenge that narrative. I'm not going to respond to it. I'm not going to swing back. I'm not going to talk back. What does God say? Jesus said this. He said, if somebody punches you in one side of your face, punch them the heck back. No, right? Kick them. This is what he said. This is going to blow you away because we have such a padded culture. Cotton ball, peanut packing society. He said, if somebody hits you on one side of your face, smile and turn the other side. Now, I would try to differ, kind of like, you're not my bad guy. Anyway, so, but you know, he said, take the blow. Don't believe the first narrative. They're probably hitting you because they believe some narrative the enemy's told them. So how we win them over is we love them by not responding to the first narrative. The childish narrative, the baby narrative. And we have grown folks walking around still talking about childish responses and narratives. And it's like you're never going to get free if you don't challenge the first narrative. The first narrative is even infants know to take their hands off the fire. And we're going to get free from the bondage that we have in this country as a church when we quit listening to the first narrative. You people in the news are talking about the very first narrative that comes to their mind. They're having first childish arguments. So Jesus says, this is how you challenge it. If somebody obviously is angry with you or prideful over you, they can be hitting because they're prideful over you, and they punch you in one cheek, so they can be mean, mad, or just arrogant, and they punch you, just turn the other cheek. And if they say, what's wrong with you? How come you're being so nice? It's like, because they're being convicted by what they've done. Does that make sense? And you don't go like, you're not looking down on them. You're going like, that's not what I want to do. Jesus is watching us. Does that make sense? Jesus is watching us. So we don't have those kind of responses. And then Jesus says this. He says, if somebody tells you to get out of your car, somebody who just slammed on brakes in front of you, you put on brakes, you got lipstick on your windshield because when you put on brakes, you went straight, you didn't have the seatbelt on. Anyway, so, and they tell you, get out of the car, and they said, I want you to walk two blocks up the street. Jesus says, walk with them four blocks. I'll give them a piece of my mind. It's like, no, we already had that. We don't want anymore. So we got to challenge that first response, that first thing. That's why you have to be slow to speak, slow to judge. Watch what you're doing, right? And I'm watching people taken down because they're just, enemies having a field day with them because they're having childish responses to actual behaviors that are happening in their life. And so why not be taken advantage of? When somebody asks to borrow something from you, Jesus says, give it to them. When somebody needs a cup of sugar, give them two cups of sugar. When somebody asks for your coat, give them their coat too. But if everything you do is defending yourself, you're prideful, you're missing it by a mile, and that could be so scary because you could be missing God by a mile. I mean, you can be religious like the Pharisees. You can hang around people who actually do follow God and think you follow them because you're prideful. You would say you do follow. But then you're going like, but I have no responses that God says have in my life. I need to have those kind of godly responses. I'm a child responding to these things happening to me, but I'm like 50 years old, I'm 30 years old, I'm 25 years old, I'm 16 years old. Why am I still acting like a child? So I want to encourage you. The battlefield is in the mind, and the first narrative you're going to hear is the same narrative you heard when you was 5 years old, you know? And you can understand a five-year-old getting mad at Aloysius, not Bobby, right? And because he doesn't have the ability yet to understand that Aloysius is not trying to take him down. So then he comes to mature parents, and the parents go, honey, that was the first narrative. Let me tell you what's really going on. That's an insecure boy. He just stopped wetting his pants 5 days ago, right? Some parents do this. I dare him. I dare that teacher to talk to you that way. And you got all these babies trying to run a nation. Does that make sense? Does that bear witness? So as a believer, we don't act that way. And if we do, it's called repentance. We just repent. Let go of those old narratives. This means you got to start forgiving people based off what you convinced in your own mind they did to you. This when things happen to us, that first narrative has a detail. Your brain has to come up with a detailed explanation how it happened. It'll immediately start cranking out some logical response how it happened. It's just trying to protect itself. Does that make sense? It's designed that way. But the Lord says, cast down every thought and force it to be in compliance with the reality. If somebody hits you, turn the cheek. If somebody wants to borrow something, give it to them. If somebody says, go 1 mile, go 2 miles. Listen, you're going to be held accountable for your life. He said, don't take each other to court. And so he's saying, listen to me. And so, but you'll never have freedom in your life. Your first narrative is always like, somebody's picking on me and life's difficult and it's always hard and they don't really care. If they cared about me, they'd be doing what I think I should be doing. That's what the child says, right? You need to let me stay up. It's past your bedtime, Isaiah. It's 6:30 at night. Go get a bath and go to bed. So is this bearing witness? I just want to speak freedom over you. Because if you go by the first narrative, you're being childish. And Paul says, if you keep biting and devouring each other, you're going to destroy each other. And what you're seeing right now is a destructive spirit across the land. Why? Because they're just listening to the first narrative. What we got to do is start talking to people. Listen to their pain. Hear what they're going through. Relate to them. Learn other cultures. Talk to other cultures. We're one kingdom in the whole world, the kingdom of God, right? And so God loves the whole people on the earth to create his image and his likeness. So we as Christians, we need to actually learn and not listen to some narrative on some broadcast that's hating on folks. We need to actually meet them and talk to them and find out who they are. I mean, think about it. It's just this week that women were able to drive in Saudi Arabia. Women that are doctors and everything, they couldn't drive a car. It's just this week. That's a narrative we need. That's something we need to listen to. That's something we need. You know what I'm saying? So if we listen to that first narrative, we're going to isolate ourselves. We're going to separate ourselves. We're going to always be about, you know, I take care of me. I'll do it. And everything this culture is about, you can isolate yourself and totally put stuff in your head and think everything's okay when you're not okay. How you find out how good you are or how right you are is hanging with other people. You'd be surprised what it brings up, right? What's that? Oh, what's that? Yeah, I'll take some extra milk. What's going on right here? And it's something you hadn't dealt with in your heart. And you want to deal with that stuff in your heart. You don't want anything. You don't want to own. When Jack Hollis, y'all know Jack Hollis, an apostolic friend of mine, when he got in that accident in a motorcycle, when somebody pulled out in front of him when he's going 70 miles an hour on his bike, broke almost every bone in his body, he took a full page ad out in the newspaper because he was basically the pastor of the community there. And he said, listen, if I've done anybody wrong here, If I hurt you in any way, I mean, he wanted to make things right with everybody there because you're going to face God. And religion says you can hold all the resentment and first narrative knowledge against people, and God's not going to hold you spiritually accountable for it. We're spirits that have bodies that possess souls. Practice this. I forgive you. Say that. I forgive you. No, say with authority. I forgive you. Say this. I was wrong. I was wrong. Say this. You were wrong. You were wrong. Well, that comes out easier, don't it? You. Try having a conversation about using the word you. You'll get further, you know, with that. And so I'm watching the church not get over things because we're listening to the first protective narrative. You're not weird. That's how God's designed us. But he said that, but when we're saved, we actually submit to him as sons and daughters of God. We don't submit to our flesh, which means you might suffer or you will suffer. You might not get the raise just to find out how you react, right? You know, things might not happen how you felt they needed to happen. You're getting checked. You know, check yourself. And some parents will say, you better check yourself, right? Some parents like that means like some others like, you better check yourself. Shoes gonna come across the room. Depends on who your parent is. But the thing is, God's saying, you know, check yourself to see if you're in the faith. Check yourself. If you believe the first narrative, you're not a loving person. You can't be because you're walking around at the childish mentality. It's hard for you to love. Does that make sense? I know you get this. This is for us. This is for us.
That's so important. I want to encourage you right now. If you're hearing all that and you're thinking, how could I do that? You can only do that with Jesus Christ. It's impossible to do it without him. But with him, all things are possible. God says, with him, with men, things are impossible. But with God, all things are possible. And then he even tells us about, listen, I will even empower you to do that if you'll just abide with me. What does that mean, abide with you? And he says, if you'll abide with me and I with you, he says, listen, you can even talk to me about stuff and anything you need, ask me, and I'll make sure you get it. I'll answer your prayers. And you'll be fruitful. You'll be able to do the stuff that we're talking about. And maybe you want to abide, but you don't have a plan. Guess what? We have a plan for you. It's a free plan, a free abiding plan for you. All you have to do is go to iabide.org, iabide.org, and request your free plan. And it'll come to you immediately in your email. You know, our family's all around the world. You're signing up from all around the world for the iAbide, part of our tribe, getting in our community, getting on our mailing list. You definitely want to do that for the things that are available there at VFNKB. And we're so excited. We celebrate every one of you that when you sign up for your abiding plan, we know you. We pray for you. We're excited about that. And if you haven't yet signed up for your abiding plan, go to iabide.org and get your plan today.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.